Point.
Yep.
Next Friday, speaking of Stevens Point, that's who Wausau West will be playing. They'll be at Spash. Tonight they're at Hudson. Hudson beat Wausau West early in their year, 35-22, as we said a little bit earlier. Hudson 2-2 overall, 0-2. The Raiders won the toss. They decided to defer to half number two, so they will be kicking from left to right across your radio dial towards FM 105.5 WIRI, the South Goal, where three Dubs will be defending that Southern Goal. We are sending both teams out onto the field, and we are just about ready to wrap up our pregame activity here and get you some football here on a gorgeous Friday night. Looking at the flag in the south end zone, it's hanging limp. A few leaves stirring behind us out of our broadcast booth, but otherwise, just a beautiful night. Still supposed to be in the 70s by the time this game comes to a close. Red Raiders in their red tops and white bottoms, white helmets. Three Dubs with the white tops and the dark blue bottoms and the helmets that Michael likes so much.
Yeah, dark blue with the, I mean, this is not the yellow Warrior logo that we're used to with West. It's the metallic gold logo.
Kyler Tritz with a little punch-up kick that comes down at the 32-yard line, and it's brought down and tackled made on Cooper DePoit. DePoit. See, I'll get his name right.
Hey, just like a shot it out last week, right?
DePoit. I heard his name pronounced wrong a lot as I was preparing for tonight's game, so now to get that wrong out of my head and the right, it'll take me at least. I'll be perfect by
who wants
number
to be,
five.
Who right? wants to be right? Who wants to be wrong?
They're going to mark it at the 40-yard line. First and 10.
Do it again, as they say, right?
So let's see which quarterback they trot out onto the field first.
Looks like 14 would be
Jack Kostrowski, 6'1", 180, and a senior. It would make sense they'd run the senior out. He goes back to throw. He looks a little into the flat on the right side. It's caught out there at the 45, breaking a tattle up to midfield is Bennett Madison. I actually ran into him down on the concourse before the ball game, as they will mark it right at the 50-yard line. They'll say, let's move it 10 yards and go first down.
That's the thing with West is they like to throw the ball around. So this, Randy and I were talking about a little bit before, our last week Point and Rapids were just kind of content just with rushing the ball. Ate up a lot of clock, a lot of time. Throwing the ball, that might slow things down a little bit. Randy might miss his fish fry.
Two on the top, one on the bottom. Here's a pitch to the bottom of the screen. DePoit coming to that left side, and he's running hard, and he is finally horse-collared and brought down at the 43-yard line, maybe even the 42, depending upon the spot, for a gain of 8. And it'll be second down and 2 yards to go for the Warriors.
Yeah, they just moved it up ahead. I was thinking, wait, nah, I think that's 7. No. Of course, Randy, they would do it right away.
Getting us ready and working us in. Second down, 2 yards to go. Only took them a couple of plays to get into Rapids territory.
Death taxes in the wrong spot.
Guarantees in life. One in the slot, one on top, one on the bottom of the screen, one right behind Strowski, the quarterback, and that's DePoit, and he runs into the middle of the pack, and then he bounces it to the outside around the right side across the 40 down to the 35-yard line. Give him a gain of 7 on that, and it's a fresh set of downs for the Warriors. Sawyer Brooks in on the tackle for Rapids. Just underway. Glad you're along once again on this Friday night Hall of Fame game. We'll try to give you a little details on each of those inductees as the game goes along. Madison goes to the top of the screen. Split down on the bottom is Finley Richard, 6'1", 160, sophomore. They have a man in this motion. That's DePoit. They fake the handoff to him. It's going to be kept by the quarterback, Kostrowski. And the 180-pound senior takes it to the 26-yard line for a gain of 9. It'll bring up a second down and short. Sawyer Brooks in on the tackle again for Rapids.
Nothing real fancy yet. It's just been kind of just a quick little flat pass screen and then just a little run off right center, left center. Nothing too explosive yet, but as we've seen statistically through the season, West, they can score in bunches.
Kostrowski looks over the defense, now in shotgun formation. Rapids jumped offside. They're I wonder if they're going to call. Yeah, they'll call offside. As soon as the man went in motion, he jumped.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give him a first down via penalty.
It's three first downs so far in the game. One rushing, one passing, one penalty.
Defense, 5 yard penalty, first down.
So they did mark that last one at the 27 instead of the 26, so they'll now mark it down to the 22. And it's a first down via penalty for the Warriors. Not quite the contingency of students that came from Spash last week, but still about half the row of bleachers full.
Yeah, it's still good at wearing their neons, so you could say the Wausau West kid's really bright.
Ooh. DePoit takes it off the right side. He cuts it back to the middle. Grabbed from behind at the 15. Dragging tacklers to the 10. Down to the 5, inside the 5. And the head linesman says the 3-yard line for a pickup of 19 yards. And it'll be first and goal to goal from the 3.
And you got to tackle better than that. That's for sure if you're a Rapids fan. Definitely got to tackle better. Because that guy, the Rapids defender who finally got him down, he hit him from behind and pushed him forward, and that's not exactly something you want to do that close to the end zone.
DePoit, 180 and 5'9", just a junior.
He's a good hockey player, if I remember correctly.
Again, man in the pistol formation. That's DePoit. They give it to him. He's going to be hit at the 1-yard line and driven back, so it'll be a pickup of 2 on the carry. Make it second down and goal from the 1.
Tackle by 54, Tanner Gormanson.
So now it's just a matter of, does he QB sneak it, or does he try Mr. DePoit again?
That is a question.
You know, interesting, we were talking about how they might throw it around quite a bit. They've only thrown it once in this drive. That was
making
a
slider
for 10 yards, though.
Making us liars, Randy.
Keeping us honest right off the get-go. And the Raider defense. Matson to the top of the screen again. And on the bottom is Richard. Pistol formation. Kostrowski takes. He will keep it. Spin it. And does he get in? No signal yet. Still waiting.
Yep.
Now they do. Touchdown. Quarterback Kostrowski from 1 yard out.
Number 14, Jack Kostrowski. Touchdown for the Warriors.
Something plays until they put it into the zone, cool, and they grab the early lead.
If it wasn't for that spin move, I don't think he gets
in. I agree. So that touchdown came with 7:41 remaining in quarter number one. And they will attempt the PAT as the Lions are all set.
Finn Christensen on for the kick for West.
Finn, F-I-N-N. He boots it high, end over end kick, and it is good. And Finn makes the score 7 for Wausau West. Rapids yet to get the ball. They'll do so right after this. You're listening to Rapids Football, WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
All set for the kick here. From what I can see, number 27 is all set to tee it up, and there's no 27 on the roster. But he does put end-over-end kick. That's going to hit at the 3-yard line and go into the end zone, so Rapids will take over first and 10 at the 20-yard line.
Well, in basketball, that should be a technical, and in football, that should be an unsportsmanlike conduct, not having the number on the roster.
Or they should at least send up a soda to the announcers. Something like that.
How about they send up a fish fries for you?
Ooh, it's getting better all the time. First and 10 Rapids, as we are not quite halfway through quarter number one. They have their initial possession of the ball game as the Warriors took seven plays to traverse 60 yards with Finn Christensen's PAT.
Not even 2 minutes into the contest, Abbotsford is up 7-0 over the Royals.
Three in the backfield now behind the quarterback. Jonah Rasmussen, the 6'3", 220-pound senior, just follows that first man through that he fakes the dive to, and he follows him all the way out to the 27-yard line for 7 yards on that tote. Second and three. There's a name we'll hear quite often, possibly tonight, Miles Waldvogel in on the tackle. Miles plays a little bit of quarterback, does a little bit of running, kind of does it all for them.
Yeah, he's quite the athlete.
Again, three lined up right behind Rasmussen. This time he gives it to the third of the tandem, and it's going to be pushed out of bounds, and there's not going to be a whole lot going on there for Sawyer Brook, I believe that was on the carry.
Yeah, number four.
Oh, it was not Sawyer Brook, sorry.
It was Landon Pilot.
Landon, a 5'8", 140-pound senior. I think they're going to mark it at the 29-yard line, so they did give him a couple yards on that. Oh, 28 they'll mark it now. So just 1 yard on that. So bring up a third down and two.
And Abbotsford scores again.
Ooh.
So they're quickly up 14-0, showing why they're number three in the state.
Boy, Rasmussen makes a great choice that time as he faked the handoff to Lehman, and he kept it, followed the left tackle, and he gets it up to the 33-yard line for a pickup of five. And it's going to be a first and 10 Rapids. I was watching Lehman that time. He just got stoned.
Oh, yeah. He was getting anything, but thankfully he didn't have the ball.
Decision to pull it out of his belly and follow the tackle and follow it. He did, right, to the 33-yard line, and a fresh set of downs for the Raiders. One wide out on the bottom of the screen. Again, three lined up behind Matt Rasmussen. Again, he will keep it, fake the handoff on the dive. He got hit pretty hard at the 37-yard line after he picked up a quick four on the carry. Second down and six. His head kind of whacked back, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. He's obviously okay, but something to keep an eye on. Concussions are no deal, especially or no joke, as we've seen recently
Tua,
with Tua.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Why?
It's like I say several times when a game gets out of hand, you reference Rocky IV, you know, throw the darn towel. But he doesn't say darn, of course.
Fake it to all three running backs this time. Rasmussen's going to come the near side, and he'll get tackled out of bounds, but not before he makes the 45-yard line and pick up of eight on the carry. And it'll be a first down for Rapids, their second first down here of this opening drive for the Raiders.
You know, it's like last week, Rapids, sure, the score was one-sided, but Rapids played a very solid game. I thought they had two drives that they ate up a lot of time and yards and just didn't score on. I expect them to do about the same thing tonight, hopefully score, though.
Yeah, they were up first score of the game, right? 6-6.
Yeah.
They'll put the second man of the eye in formation. Then they'll throw it out to him and underthrown just a skosh that time to Leo Rangel, the 5'5", 150-pound senior. And it'll be second and 10 for the Raiders from their own 45-yard line.
That's a tough thing when you throw on first down. You're behind the chains now, and especially with that run-first offense like Rapids has, it, wishbone option, triple option. Now you're getting at least 5 yards of carry now.
So if you count Rasmussen, there's four guys lined up as straight as can be right behind the center. This time he should have handed it off on the dive, and he is going to be brought down back at the 41-yard line for a loss of four. Tackle was made that time by Wausau West's Cullen Quantz, Jr., for the Warriors. So it'll make a third down and 14 from the Rapids 41-yard line. And you can tell the day is getting shorter, Michael. We're turning the lights on earlier in the booth.
Yeah, that's for sure. Port Edwards already up 8-0 early on a scoop and score by Tim Pillsbury.
Here's the dive straight up the middle to the 45-yard line. Quick hitter for 4 yards. Got those lost four back, but it'll now be fourth down and 10 from the 45-yard line for the Raiders, and they'll send out the punting unit.
That tough, you know, you get caught behind the line and you just don't get that pass to go. That's a tough way to get going here.
Well, they'll send out Brody Gilbertson to punt it away. Just one Warrior deep, standing at his own 14-yard line. The kick is away.
Nice punt.
It's going to land at the 22-yard line, angle towards the right pylon. It'll die at about the 12, maybe the 13-yard line.
Yeah, I thought it was close to the 13.
I'm going to say 12, it looks like. So the Warriors will get their second possession going from their own 12-yard line, as we are now at the 3:43 mark of period number one, as we don't turn out the lights, but we turn on the lights. The party's starting.
Well, it's your middle name, Randy the Party Paul. That's what James and Seth said on the Playmakers today.
Must be my evil twin.
Hey, the party don't start till Randy walks in. I might have instigated that.
Yeah,
a little
I wouldn't
bit.
Doubt it. Here's a handoff on an inside counter that's going to the far side of the field. That's carry being made by Marcus McDonald, a 6-foot, 165-pound senior. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Looks like they're putting the down marker over there.
Yeah.
Gain of 8.
Yep.